Karen, K-A-R-E-N, West, W-E-S-T. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. Number 2, symptoms of urinary tract infection. Number 3, follow-up of hypertension. Number 4, follow-up of carotid stenosis. Number 5, history of hyperlipidemia. Number 6, follow-up of mild PVD from 2 years ago. Patient is 57 years old. She's been married 38 years. She has 2 children. She hasn't had a period for years, in quotation, had a hysterectomy. Comes in today with the above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 to 4 days. She also has issues with frequent urination, consistent with urinary tract infection, period, nipega. She does not get more than 3 urinary tract infections a year. She's been drinking a lot of Diet Coke, and she feels like that may be causing her problem, period. Nipergaf medication. First of all, allergenon, then Vyvanse, 40 milligram a day, atrovastin, 10 milligram a day, metformin, 500 BID, Omestrartan, O-L-M-E-S-A-R-T-A-N, hydrochlorothiazide, 20, 12.5 once a day, Ambien, 5 milligram, PRN. Period. Lab work is due today. Maintenance exam. Definitely not interested in colonoscopy, but I did talk her into getting the Cologuard, which she will do. Mammogram is overdue. She will order a mammogram. She'll call and schedule one today. Medical problems, insomnia, ADHD, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, hypertension. Surgery, foot surgery, colostectomy, complete hysterectomy, wrist surgery times 2 after she fell off the ladder. Social, married, 38 years, again, 3 kids, she's a teacher, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Family history, dad died of lung cancer, doesn't know much about her mom. COVID immunization, up to date, times 3 doses. Review of system, she weighs 238 pounds today, which was the same about a few months ago. She's had no chest pain or shortness of breath, but she's had a history of carotid stenosis in 2019. That needs to be evaluated. Also, patient needs echocardiogram, which needs to be evaluated because of history of heart murmurs in the past, as well as renal stenosis because ultrasound because of history of hypertension in the past through renal vascular hypertension. Period. On exam, patient's alert, awake, and no distress, obese, 238 pounds, 97%, 97.5, 16, 18, 124 over 88 hearts, positive 1, positive 3 lungs, fewer bronchitis, GMs or clear skin, shows no rash, or mucosal with amnesia, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment number 1, patient with positive history of symptoms, UTI, urinalysis shows trace leukocytes and positive nitrates. Number 2, rosefenogram. Number 3, Cipro, 500 BID. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, mild diabetes. Number 6, check hemoglobin A1C. Number 7, blood work is due now. Number 8, no significant change in her carotid stenosis that was seen approximately 3 years ago. Number 7, she does have a large abdominal hematoma related to a horse that bit her, but it's resolving. This appears to be superficial. Number 4, lower extremity shows mild PVD with significant changes. Next number. Abdominal ultrasound revealed the fatty liver, which she's had before, status post-hysterectomy, status post-cholecystectomy. Next number, renal Doppler ultrasound shows no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, thyroid appears normal. Next number, soft tissue of the neck is within normal limits. Next number, we'll call patient with the blood work. Next number, she received a prescription for Cipro. Other medications are up to date. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number, mammogram will be ordered by patient. Next number, she will order a Cologuard. We will order a Cologuard and she'll receive that at home. Thank you.